Genealogy by Tim, Season 3, Episode 12, recorded December 31st, 2023. Mumma Data Entry has been the name of the game this month. I'll let you know which lines I have been transcribing into my genealogy software. We have an announcement from Google regarding the future of their podcasts app. That's going to affect our show here at Genealogy by Tim. And we continue a tradition started last year. We're going to go into the vault and share a Christmas message from 1964. All that coming up on Genealogy by Tim. We've come to the end of another year and another season of Genealogy by Tim. I spent most of my winter break this year plowing through mummas from the mumma.org website and transcribing them into my own genealogy software. The goal eventually is to get all descendants of Peter Mumma, and Peter Mumma is my immigrant ancestor in this line, born in 1721 in Germany and arrived in America in 1748. A great many of his descendants, I would say numbering in the thousands, are cataloged and documented on the site mumma.org. And I'm trying to enter all or as many as possible of those descendants into my own genealogy software, where I can add on to the great work of Mr. Doug Mumma, who runs mumma.org, by possibly linking to as many original documents as I can find. This month, the focus has been on Peter Mumma's great-grandson, John Mumma. So the original Peter Mumma had a son, Johannes, who was born December 9th, 1763. Johannes is the brother of Peter Mumma Jr., from whom I'm descended. But Johannes had a son, John, who was born in 1789 and died July 15th, 1865. That John also had a son, John, who could be considered John Mumma III, if we're considering Johannes Mumma to be John. This John Mumma was born December 26, 1827 in West Hanover Township, Dauphin County, and he died April 8, 1907. And he had 13 children, and I've been plugging away at entering the biographical information of the descendants of these 13 children this month. Back in May, my girlfriend and I visited her mother, who lives in Lingolstown, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb of Harrisburg, and just a few blocks away from her house is the Wenrick Cemetery in Lingolstown, where John Mumma, who died in 1907, is buried with several of his relatives. And back then I was able to photograph several of those gravestones, including John himself, his wife, and children, Priscilla, Elias, David, probably several others. So in addition to having those gravestone photos, I will have in my family tree their descendants. Many of those lines go down to the present day. So it's a huge undertaking. I'm expecting this work to go well into the spring, if not summer, but eventually I would like to have all descendants of Peter Mumma numbering into the thousands into my genealogy software. An announcement this month from Google. They will be shutting down their podcasts app this coming April 2024 and moving their podcast function to the YouTube Music app. And what this means for my podcast is that I've got to find a way to migrate my RSS feed from Google Podcasts to YouTube Music. Now, this apparently entails uploading my RSS feed to my Genealogy by Tim G YouTube channel, which I haven't used that often, but it seems like it's going to get a lot more use once podcasts have to go through there. Now, I uploaded this RSS feed a couple weeks ago, and I'm still getting a spinning processing icon on my dashboard, and yeah, I don't know if it's working or what's happening, but I've got until April to figure it out. I suspect most of my listeners are subscribers through Google Podcasts. So, yeah, it's going to be a bumpy ride, I think, trying to figure out how to get this RSS feed to work on YouTube Music. But something I got to do, and I've considered expanding to other platforms such as Spotify. That may be in our future in 2024, but hopefully this YouTube Music migration will work itself out, and you will hopefully be hearing from me there. Okay, so I'll leave you this month and this year, as I did last year, with Christmas greetings from the vault. When my father was a child, his father recorded annual Christmas greetings on a reel-to-reel tape machine. Those Christmas greetings go from the early 60s through, I believe, the early 80s. And I'm going to play for you today the Christmas greeting from 1964, recorded December 12th of that year. We have my father, Greg, who would have been 6 years old. We have my Uncle Joe, who would have been just a couple years younger than him. My Uncle Bill, who was just a baby at the time and learning his first words. Also appearing on the tape are my dad's cousin, Mark, and my grandmother, my father's mother, Joan, who took over interviewing toward the later part of the tape and ended the interview with a prayer. So sit back, relax, take a journey through time back to 1964. We're going to hear a Christmas message from the Graham family.
Wait. All right, Greg, go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Too loud, it's normal. Let
me
say 1, 2, 3.
1.
Okay, this is December the 12th, 1964. And it's Christmas time again. And we've got all the boys here. Billy's speaking a little bit now. And Greggy and Joey. So who wants to tell Santa Claus what they want first? Greggy, you got your hand up. Go ahead. Move over to the mic and tell. Go ahead.
This I took to Santa Claus?
Yes.
I want a football game, truck, a car, and a camera. Skip motor. Skip loader.
Okay.
I am in first grade. My teacher is Mrs. McIntyre.
Well, what subject do you like best?
Do you like school?
Yeah, do you like the reading better, writing better? What do you like the best?
Reading.
I see. Okay. Now, is that all you wanted for Christmas, what you just said?
No.
Oh, the letter to Santa Claus. Okay. You want to get one of your brothers over here? Who wants to send a message to Santa Claus now?
Me.
All right, Joey's got his hand up. Come on over, Joe. Stand on the voting magazine here. Go ahead. Now speak.
Okay, Joe, what do you tell with Santa Claus?
The truck.
What else? What do you want?
What'd
you say one? A dump truck?
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Merry Christmas one or off. It gets dirty.
Oh, I see. Did you get a licking tonight? Say what'd you say?
Yeah.
What did you get?
Licking.
How'd you get a licking?
I was bad.
You were bad. What did you do that was bad? Come on down, Mom. Find out. Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell Santa Claus? What?
Three toys.
Okay. All right, now, young Billy, what do you have to say? What do you have to say, Billy? Hi, Mom. We got the tape recorder fixed. It's working real good. It's fixed. I fixed it. Go ahead, Billy. What do you want to tell Santa Claus? Hey, what's this? What's this called?
That?
What is it? What's the matter, Billy? Say it again.
Dodo.
What is that?
A goo goo.
And what is that?
Wheat.
Wheat? Okay. What's D-door? Say D-door. What is that? What is that? What is that? Say it. What is it? Say it.
D-door.
For TV? Okay, Mark, come here. What do you want for Christmas for Santa Claus?
I want a choo-choo train and a marshmallow head and a play tie and a record player.
A what?
A record player, you said.
A record player? How old are you now, Mark?
Four.
But hold it, just a minute. Greggy, tell me your answer and your question. How old are you? How many fingers is that? Mark, how many fingers? Say four.
Four.
Four, okay. All right, Greggy. Do you have a lot of toys?
Yes, I do have a lot of toys.
What's your favorite toy?
My favorite toy is trains.
It is? Okay. Joey, what's your favorite toy? What's your favorite toy that you have? You have a dump truck? You don't have a dump truck now. What's your favorite toy now?
Dump truck.
Okay. Mark, what's your favorite toy? What's your favorite toy?
Building blocks.
Building blocks? Uh-huh. All right, come on, Mommy. You come on over here and you talk to your boys. You want to give your boys an interview now. Come on.
And I'll start my trains up.
No, you won't. You stay here and talk to your mommy. You're going to get a bath after you talk to your mommy.
Okay, who shall I talk to first? Gregory? Were you good today in school?
Yes, I was good.
And what test did you bring home?
A reading test and a number test.
And what was the mark in the reading test?
I didn't get a mark for that.
92. What was your mark in arithmetic?
100.
First and only one I'll ever get.
And then one I had the mean.
No, it was only 100 and it had excellent marked on it. What grade are you in?
First grade.
What school do you go to?
Catholic.
What's the name of the school?
Catholic.
Our Lady of Calvary, isn't it?
Our Lady of Calvary.
What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. McIntyre.
You like Mrs. McIntyre?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Billy?
Huh?
Are you a good boy today? Say yes. You shooting me? Are you shooting me? Billy, Answer, Mommy.
I tied that rubber band.
Who was sleeping today, Bill?
Dag.
Dag, who else was sleeping?
Mark.
Who?
Mark.
That's right. And how was Mark today? Was Mark a good boy? What did Mark eat for breakfast?
Cereal.
And what else?
A sandwich.
A sandwich. Did you eat all your lunch and all your breakfast? Say yes, Mark.
Yeah.
And all your dinner?
Yeah.
Lab.
Yeah.
Are you a good boy today?
Yeah.
Did you do everything you were told?
Yeah.
That's right. You were a good boy. And how about you, Joey? Were you a good bad boy?
Huh?
Now that's on tape. Are you going to be good from now on? Say yes. Don't shake your head. What happened tonight because you were a bad boy?
The trap.
That's right. Are you going to give me a hard time anymore? Are you and Mark and Greggy going to play outside tomorrow?
Yes.
Are you all going to be good boys for me?
Yes.
Okay, well, how about us all signing off and saying good night.
Good night.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Father, heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. Give us our trespasses. Forgive those. And lead us not. But deliver us
from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
Grace, Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou
amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Holy Mary, Mother of God.
Pray for us sinners.
God bless.
Bless everybody whole world.
And make me
a good boy.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
And that was the Grand Family Christmas Message of 1964. Sounds like my Uncle Joe wasn't having a very good day. And hopefully that all got sorted out. I think it did. And coming up in 2024, I'm looking forward to completing the Mumma transcription project for the descendants of Peter Mumma. I'm looking forward to perhaps finishing up my application for the Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania's First Families Lineage Society. And hopefully, discovering the whereabouts of that ancient Hogendobler family Bible that was the subject of the podcast in September. Those are my predictions for 2024. What are yours? Let me know. Until then, keep on digging. Your next family history adventure awaits. Mm-hmm.